This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It is hour four of the nation. We have 2 hours to go. A lot of football content on the way. Play-by-play football on the Fan here on Saturday. Bama in Wisconsin. Kickoff at 11 a.m. Of course, Cowboys and Saints is slated for noon on Sunday with the pregame at 9. Dean Blandino is going to be on the show. So that'll be fun.
Right? Should be. Eric, you ready to tackle Dean Blandino?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm hoping that we can get him out there so we can do a nice little Oklahoma drill out there in the Miller Lite West Plaza. I look forward to...
He's rallied pretty good, hadn't he?
I'll be the low man in that situation. I'll win. I'll wrap up. I'll go form tackling on this guy.
Just he went from time. Being public enemy number one to everybody kind of being a nice guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good dude. Yeah. He's a good guy. He's a good person.
Well, I've just been informed we might be getting Eric Kendricks here a little bit early, our Cowboys linebacker, Cowboys player show.
It's exciting.
We might. He got out a little bit early.
He's so excited to talk to us.
He's like, hey, guys, I'd be ready to just join you now if you guys are. So I think he's about to be ready to pop on here in a moment.
I'm always ready for some Eric Kendricks, especially after a debut like that. We got to ask him if that's one of those, like, is that a random drug test kind of game? You know, I think it might be. Yeah. That's how dominant he was.
I mean, you go off like that. That's a pattern in the NFL. They're like, we just want to make sure.
It's just the tip of the cap.
All those tackles, a couple of sacks,
interception.
Pick.
Yeah.
Guy was everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, we have an edition of football's finest here coming up before too long. It's a big night in the world of baseball as Kamar Rocker is taking the hill for the Rangers. He's out there in Seattle getting to take on the Mariners in his debut. Not a bad lineup. But we'll have a proper round trip or go around the bases brought to you by Uber Eats coming up at 6 o'clock. Great opportunity, and I feel like by the time we go to bed tonight, our level of optimism about what this Rangers team might be heading for in the foreseeable future might be significantly different. I mean, what's your confidence level now that this team is going to bounce back and 2025 is going to be amazing? I think that's a legitimate question right now, and I think either answer is fine. But Kamar Rocker going out there and being electric and, you know, staking his claim as I am the guy that left Vanderbilt as one of the top pitching prospects to ever come out of the SEC. That's who I am. And move over, you know, name your young star pitcher. You know, I belong comfortably in this group. And, you know, that's what we're hoping to see tonight. Pregame at 8 o'clock, the first pitch about 8:37, I think, is how they do that up there in Seattle.
Yeah.
A slightly later start tomorrow as we stand by for our Cowboys player show, Eric Kendricks. As he joins us now here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Keurig and by Dr. Pepper. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up?
Man, congrats on the first game. How did it feel out there?
It felt good. You know, it's always like, you know, anticipation builds up for that first game of the year, but you know, now that it's behind us, you know, we can really lock in on the rest of the season.
So when this opportunity came up, given the Cowboys' need and Mike Zimmer, was this a no-brainer, exciting opportunity for you to come in and plug this hole? Because you look like exactly what we've been needing, man.
Man, honestly, it was one of the harder decisions I've ever made. But at the end of the day, you know, I feel like I made the right decision, and I'm happy. Now it's just a little bit of work, so let's get to it.
What were those variables in your decision? Could you share that with us?
I mean, yeah. It's there's so much that came into it. Honestly, I'm over talking about it, but at the same time, like, I'm just glad to be here. Glad to be, you know, have my presence felt out there.
Heck yeah, man! It was a real joy to watch you. It was one heck of a game. I was curious, after a game like that, is that a NFL randomly drug testing you game? Because it was a damn good performance, Eric. Let's be honest about it.
Yeah, I got more.
Now, have you ever gotten the, wow, Eric, you were, excuse me, I'm so excited to have you here. Have you ever had one of those performances where you were so badass on a football Sunday that the league was like, let's let's check this guy's pee?
Oh, yeah, right after the game, just in the locker room.
Is it just waiting for you there in your locker, like by way of hello after the game?
There's just so many different, you know, you can get it, you know, during the week, you can get it the first, you know, the next day, you can get it after the game. There's so many different, you know, in off season, They don't discriminate. They just get you whenever.
Now, are they? What's the? Can you take me into that situation there? Are you got eyeballs on you?
Oh yeah. I remember one of the. I can share a funny story. One time, I was in London, and I got drug tested in London, and we were in a hotel bathroom, and it was a public restroom, and I'm over here facing the door, you know. And let's just say people walked in the restroom, you know.
Wow, goodness gracious! That,
like, anybody run right back out?
What are we doing?
You can't be pee shy to play in the NFL.
Gotta get the pee. Gotta get it.
I don't think I could make it. Definitely a little pee shy over here. I'm curious. So you bring up London, and we had like the Brazil game last week. Do you like the international games?
You know what? I feel like the process of it is always annoying. You know, obviously we're here to play football. You know, we're sometimes when you travel to a away game, it could be, you know, coast to coast, still a long flight, you know. But you know, going overseas, going into a different country, there's a lot more variables, a lot more, you know, your chances are you're traveling longer days, you know, you're more on lockdown. It's like, yeah, you know, you have less freedom. So it's more annoying. It seems a little more annoying at times, but man, When I'm in London, you know, when I was in London playing, and you see, you know, both flags hanging up from the stadium, you're kind of like, man, this is pretty cool, you know, this is pretty dope. So I feel like, you know, once you step on the field and you start playing, you just feel, you know, I have gratitude for it. So, you know, even though I'm a little bit annoyed at times.
Did you get to sample some of the cuisine there in London? I hear that they do not do any seasoning, really.
Yeah, you know, very, very, very few salt packets around and various garlic seasonings and stuff like that. It's very, very bland.
You turn it up out here, though? I mean, gosh, you probably, the barbecue just off the chain, right?
Yeah, you know, I think Texas barbecue has completely blown my mind at this point. You know, obviously, I feel like I thought I knew what barbecue was. You know, mm-hmm. I thought I knew what barbecue culture was, but I was gladly, you know, mistaken when I got to Texas and I started eating these. The beef ribs are my favorite.
Oh my. The beef ribs are delicious. Yeah. What about the Tex-Mex though? Because Dalton Schultz, who is also a fellow Cali guy, kind of took some shots at our Mexican food when he was a Cowboy.
You see, how do I tiptoe around this?
Well, what are the big differences? Like, as a Cali guy, when you come here and you're eating Tex-Mex, I mean, what are some of the things that you're like, yeah, this isn't as good? Like, why wouldn't it be as good?
I feel like it's just more Americanized. So, you know, when I look for my Mexican food, I want it to be, like, you know, as authentic as possible, you know. And I feel like, you know, with the queso and everything like that, it kind of gets like, you know, you see a couple things on the menu that you're like, what? Like, And so I respect it. That they have their own version here, but I'm a Cali Mexican food kind of guy.
I got to ask you a question on the off day. How do we get to check up on the cars and rebuilds and things like that? Do we order a bunch of parts? what do we do on a day off like that? Do you make sure that ride's looking right?
No, I'm a. You know what? I'm lucky if I'm taking one of my cars to all my treatment sessions. I feel like I just fill my off days with body work, you know, physical therapy, Pilates, you know, doctor, mental health, everything. I just try to cover my bases. And if I could drive my car in the meantime to appointment, I'll be happy.
Well, that's good mental health right there, right? Mm-hmm. You throw that top down or something like that. And just that's great mental health.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Therapeutic. Yeah, 32 years old there, Erica. How has that changed your process throughout the week since when you first got into the league?
You know, I feel like I just, for the most part, I try to stay consistent. You know, I developed a good routine early, and it's worked for me, and, you know, I've stuck with it. I've definitely had to adjust here and there, you know, especially after games. You know, I have to know my body, especially, you know, what it's capable of. But, you know, I feel good. You know, I think I've received probably more backhanded compliments this week than I've ever received. And you know what? I'm looking forward to getting some more because I'm going to keep trying to shock people.
Moving pretty good for an old guy. Is that what they're saying?
I've heard it all.
Hey, Eric, I was going to ask you, did you share your pregame meal with Overshown by any chance? Because, man, whatever you were eating, and he had a little of that too. You guys were out there together. Just it's like watching the Rockettes dance in New York City the way you guys were teaming up with everybody.
Yeah, you know, I'm just excited. You know, we're gonna keep doing it. You know, I think that's the beauty of the NFL is we have 17 chances, And the NFL is always humbling. So, you know, we got to bring our game. And I mean, we're motivated, too. So I'm excited to get another opportunity.
So what do you think about this Saints offense? They're getting a lot of love leading into this week with all the motion that they're using. You didn't face a ton of that, it seemed like, against Cleveland. So what are some of the challenges the Saints might present for you?
Yeah, you know, that just the motions, heavy motions just makes you think a lot. You know, obviously we could replicate it, but with the pieces they have on offense, you know, we're going to have to get some stuff in the game and play it out and obviously make adjustments on the sideline. But yeah, you know, they had a great first game, put up a lot of points. They have a lot of weapons, experienced quarterback. So we have a challenge ahead of us for sure.
Motion running game has been, you know, kind of a bugaboo for the Cowboys. In your experience under Mike Zimmer, do you feel like you guys have had a pretty good handle on, you know, how to make your adjustments?
Yeah, I think that it's every team is different. You know, every team I've been on has been completely different. But it's a want to, it's a desire, you know, to stop the run. And there's going to be some games where it's easier than other games. And in those games where it gets tough, like, that's when you really have to buckle down and stick to it, you know, because it's obviously a priority. So, you know, I think that with the motions and stuff like that, we're going to see a lot of different looks, a lot of different line schemes and stuff like that. So the boys better bring it.
What was it like playing with the new team, new teammates, finally running around out there? I mean, we talk about Overshown. He was incredible. But playing next to guys like Micah Parsons and whatnot, did you learn? Maybe just the attitude, like, whoa, I didn't realize this guy was such a trash talker or whatever once you get in the
So you chirping a little bit out there.
Yeah, you know, I think that, yeah, I mean, you got to, you know, you got to get into the game somehow, you know. So yeah. I feel like it's always so cool because, you know, you put that jersey on. It's kind of like, you know, Clark Kent, you know, putting that cape on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see it until you need it. So it's like just seeing how calm everybody was and, you know, just how everybody handled themselves. Obviously, you got to have a little bit of crazy in there, you know, here and there. That's what makes football. But for the most part, communication and everything like that, very calm, sideline, correcting things, very calm. And, you know, it's going to definitely be, you know, when we get into these other games in the season, you know, there's going to be chances where we face adversity. So it's like when we face adversity, we have to come back to the fundamental things of staying calm, you know, talking through things, getting things done and chipping away at whatever we need to fix.
So it's going to be your first home game then as a Cowboy at AT&T Stadium, where you've played obviously as a visitor, but does that add a little bit more of anticipation for you getting to come out and play for the home crowd for the first time?
It's going to be cool. You know, nothing like a home game in the NFL. I'm a big fan of away games too. You know, I like entering hostile environment, but at the same time, home is home. So, you know, we got to put on a show. I'm excited to, you know, suit up my first game as a Cowboy. In AT&T. I've obviously played there in college, played there a couple times in the pros, but it's the real deal now.
Hey, Eric, when Parsons tipped that ball in the air, you were coming on a blitz too. I mean, did you know when did you hear it or did you see it when the ball went in the air? I mean, which one did you, because you, like I say, you were rushing there and you did a great job of peeling back and getting that ball. How did that all kind of transpire on the interception?
Yeah, so as soon as I started going and I saw the tackle squeeze down on me, I knew that Micah was free. So I knew either one, like Deshaun was going to either like make a move and start running,
mm-hmm.
or he was going to throw the ball hot to somebody on that side of the field. So as the tackle came to block me, I kind of just started peeling off. And I turned around and peeled off and I saw him tip the ball and ran to it. But I was getting ready to like probably run to the ball if he threw it, you know.
Sure.
After so many years, after a big game like that, do you watch the highlights more the next week?
I've stopped. You know, I feel like you kind of, especially with today's social media and stuff like that, people are, you know, tagging you in things. You see things. But you know, the faster you can just put that to bed and get to work on the next week, the better. Because you know. It's all about consistency in the NFL. You know, everyone remembers your last play. Everyone remembers your last game. So, you know, who cares? Next.
you're the quarterback of the defense, and we love that mentality. It's just like you put it behind and you're on to the next one. That's fantastic. When you know, being the quarterback of the defense, we always talk about how wordy these play calls can be for quarterbacks, but like defensively, you're calling out these plays and everything like that. How wordy does it get defensively? Like if you're dialing up like an exotic blitz on third down, what does that sound like?
They're not too wordy. With defense, there's a, if we have a pressure, it'll be like a pressure call, and then it'll be like a coverage associated with it. And if there's a double call, it'll be like, they kind of try to categorize them so it could be said quickly, because, you know, offense is one thing. Everything is dictated off offense, correct?
Right.
But defense, you kind of have to get things going quicker. And plus, we have to make a lot more adjustments based on what the offense gives us. So we have a call that may be a double call. Let's say like cover eight, where you're playing a certain coverage over here and a certain, I don't even know if I want to give all this information out. I'm kind of trying to keep my cards close.
There you go.
But at the same time, you know, you'll have two different coverages and everybody knows that kind of thing. But based on, you know, if it's 3x1, 2x2, you know, if there's a certain combination of players over here, we're playing things all differently. So everybody has to know the rules of engagement, but the call is quick.
It's our reigning player of the game on the Dallas Cowboys radio network.
Absolutely,
here, Aaron Kendricks. I saw the Cowboys social media team was asking, what's everybody's guilty pleasure TV show? Some people were very nervous. You blurted out, like, right now it's Love Island because I love the banter. I'm with you, man. I got sucked into the Love Island UK as well. Like, let's go over and let's have a chat. I don't know if it's the accents or what it does, but it's entertaining.
I mean, I would hate on that show. My wife would put that show on, and I would just hate on it. Like, what are you watching? This is trash. Like, what are we doing? And then I'm like, wait, what did that person say? What is she wearing? What they got them doing? What, they're kissing who? And then she's like, you might as well sit down and watch it with me. So I would always join during what's it called, the Casa?
Oh yeah.
That's when I join right there.
That's the best part.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the best beef rib you've tried so far, Eric?
You're gonna put me on the spot like that.
I want to try it out. I haven't.
So Himes is the first one I had. Himes is really good.
Yeah.
Fire. Now, do you have any?
Hutchins is good too, though.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Hurtado, Pecan Lodge.
Yep.
Now, do you have any desire in learning to make your own? Because, you know, once you leave Texas, you're probably going to be up to your own devices there if you want that flavor.
You know what? I feel like it's one of those things where you got to just come and get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Who seems like, is there anybody that feels like they got some talent on the team that's like, hey guys, I'm grilling out or I'm smoking some stuff. Why don't y'all come over and let's enjoy something here?
I just don't see it. I can see them having some good food. And I feel like, you know, if you're going to come to my house, you're going to eat good for sure. Mm-hmm. My wife is an excellent cook. I claim sous chef. So she does all the seasonings and everything like that. But I'm in there chopping. I'm cooking, you know, not really during season, but. So if you're going to come to my house, you're going to eat good. But I don't have faith in the guys on the team to just bring a good barbecue or beef rib. I just don't see it happening.
I hear you, dude. It's magical how they do it.
These guys are just like Postmates guys, you know. They're DoorDashing everything nowadays. They're not even putting putting the work in.
How are the knife skills then? I mean, do we own like a set of like Japanese knives or something like that? I mean, and then we like pull the knuckles back and all that stuff that? So, all right.
I try to make my chops consistent. You know what I mean?
There you go.
You know, you already know. I got a set of knives for Christmas a couple years in a row.
There we go.
So I'm loving that.
Okay. When you're doing the onions, do you have a method for not crying? Oh. That's the problem I have every single time. There's got to be something when you're chopping them onions that's because you're worried about going after your fingers when your eyes start watering up like that.
You got to just take it, you know. You got to. That's
no, I don't. I don't have to take that.
That's
I don't
the price
want to
of
cry.
Business. You got to, you know, you got to stay strong. You got to keep a low eyelid.
Yeah. Okay. You're so much better at me than this. I cry every damn time. I can't help it. I have to stop.
Eric, I couldn't help but notice the hair flowing underneath that helmet. I love the Troy Polamalu Head and Shoulders commercials. Do you have your own hair brand?
I do.
You do?
I do. It's called Switch Lanes. You can get it at switchlanes.us or just visit the Instagram at Switch Lanes, but I've created my own curl cream. You know, I started probably like 4 years ago. Worked on the formula, worked on the bottles, the labels. I've kind of like, it's in a great place now to where I love it, and I'm, you know, starting gonna start to push it. But I love it. I use it. I use it to comb my hair out. I use it to put it in, and use it to leave in. It's very versatile, like curl product for my active lifestyle.
It's looking good, man. You're a hell of a spokesperson for it. So
thanks for the plug too.
Yeah,
you got it, dude. Anytime, man. I got you. Come on, plug anything you want.
Yeah. We love you.
Yeah. Right on.
Not anything.
Yeah, we can be careful of that. Yeah.
Thanks
some
again.
Are off limits.
For your time, give the Saints hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Let's go.
Right on, dude. There he goes. Eric Kendricks, Cowboys player show every Thursday, usually starting at 5:20, but he got out of the meetings a little early today, so he jumped on, and salute to him for that. That means in addition to the finest coming up next, Chief, what do you have in store?
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff for you, including a good news trend for the Cowboys this weekend next year in the nation.
Welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and it is time now to hit the expressway. We're going commercial-free to the top. L.A. Live with Lucius coming up at 5:40. Segments brought to you by Soda, that's state-of-the-art. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the expressway presented by the on-time experts. Now, we just had Eric Kendricks on, so it's time for Eric Chiafalo's edition of Football's Finest.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Eric Kendricks, now 2 for 2 on the player interviews. I'm so thankful that we get him all season long. He's fantastic. Great personality. And I actually have some nuggets on the Zimmer defense for this this past game versus the Browns as we start to try and figure out what this iteration of the Zimmer defense is going to look like. Obviously, small sample size versus one team here, but Match Quarters has all the data, and they inform us that Dallas was in zone coverage for 77% of the snaps over the weekend. We know that a guy like Dan Quinn last year, I mean, he played the most man coverage of any team in the sport. So that's an immediate difference right there. When he played zone, it was mostly cover three as well. And he played all that man last year without even Trayvon Diggs being on the field. It wasn't like, hey, I got Diggs and Bland, two lockdown dudes. Let's just play man because that's our personnel. It's just like that's what Dan Quinn wanted to do. But with Zimmer on Sunday, 77% of the defensive snaps were in zone. Lots of cover 2, 4, and 6. A little bit of cover 3 as well. No snaps, 0 snaps of dime personnel lived in base defense and in nickel. That's a little bit more the standard. We know Zimmer's been much more of a base defense guy over the course of his career, so we anticipated that. Last year with Dan Quinn and the Cowboys, no linebackers. They basically lived in dimes, so you have a bunch of DBs on the field, even you know disguised as linebackers, but not in the Zimmer scheme, at least for the first game, just base and nickel. They blitzed 25%. That's below league average, but they still pressured the heck out of the quarterback. And I saw, I think Pro Football Focus had all of the sacks for the Cowboys over the weekend being all on Deshaun Watson and not on the offensive line. We know sacks have become more of a quarterback stat. The offensive line plays quite a large factor as well, and some are more obviously on the quarterback or the offensive line. But in general, sacks are now considered to be more of a quarterback stat. And for all the sacks that the Cowboys had over the weekend in Cleveland, they were placing those sack blame on quarterback Deshaun Watson. But you only blitz 25% of the time and you pressure 45%, which would be like
incredible.
Leading the league in pressure rate if you're doing that.
Shout out to guys like Marshawn Nealon with like 6 pressures as a rookie.
Yeah.
That means your front four was getting after it.
No doubt, dude. I mean, and that's why when Broda said like, who are you giving the, like which unit on the defense or position group on the defense was most impressive. I think it all started with the guys on that defensive line, whether it be DeMarcus Lawrence looking like it was a turn back the clock game a little
sure
bit,
was.
Dude. And then the interior guys playing a little bit better. But a guy like Nealon, that was outstanding. They ran a higher percentage of defensive line stunts more than anyone in the league in week one. So, you know, having guys switch roles and things like that at the snap, that was pretty awesome. So there's just a couple of nuggets on what it was that Zimmer was bringing to the table there defensively for week one. I also have a nice little trend here as we look to week two and trying to advance to 2-0 versus the Saints. Under Dennis Allen, the Saints are 4-10-1 against the spread after a win. So that's an under 30% cover percentage. That's the worst mark in the NFL since the start of the 2022 season. So, and Cowboys are favored by 6.5. So after a win, the Saints have not been quite the same team over the course of the Dennis Allen era, you could say. So just a nice little something there. Maybe the Cowboys aren't able to cover, but hopefully they're still able to.
They were, I mean, obviously, look, playoff game aside, they were so damn good at home last year. So I'm expecting a cover here.
Yeah, I think I am. I think I am as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not a believer in the Saints team. Clint Kubiak, maybe he saves Dennis Allen. Maybe he is the offensive coordinator like we talked about, Zim saving McCarthy. Maybe this was the perfect hire. He got this thing right. But Dennis Allen's history as a head coach has been very, very mediocre.
Yeah, I think the Saints have been on a nice regular season run. They finished last year winning 4 of 5, then to come out and smack Carolina like they did. But ultimately, that's a Cowboys-like regular season run against bad competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I do believe with Kamara and Carr and Olave and some of their young defensive players, this isn't a bad Saints team. This isn't okay. One you should be overlooking.
Yeah.
You know, and a touchdown's a big number.
It's a big number. I think we can do it.
Speaking of numbers, maybe not a big number, but it's actually the smallest number, number 0. We know that DeMarvian Overshown wants that number. Agent 0 is his Twitter name. He was number 0 in college, but for some reason, he's not number 0 with the Cowboys. Apparently, that's being blamed on Rowdy, the mascot. He wears the 00 jersey, but I guess the Joneses were not wanting to give up the number 0 because Rowdy, the mascot, wears the 00 already. Mm-hmm. So now people are all upset at Rowdy, and DeMarvian Overshown has had to take to Twitter to say, hey, leave my man Rowdy alone. So he says, take it easy on my boy Rowdy, because people are now upset that DeMarvian Overshown, who's a superstar in the making, isn't allowed to wear the number that he wants. How much better could he be if he was looking as good as possible as he could and feeling as good as he could?
I kind of, that's the real reason why.
Man, I feel like in 13, he looks pretty solid.
13's a good number for him.
I mean, he is like, it looks right for him.
But no organization should favor the mascot's 00 over a player request to wear number 0. I mean, making CeeDee Lamb be an 88 wasn't that bad an egregious of a mistake, even though it might have got a little uncomfortable. This one's just weird. You know,
like, yeah.
How is the mascot pulling rank over one of the fastest rising star linebackers in the NFL?
Yeah, he's not. There's, I think there's another player that has his eyes set on number 0 at some point in the future.
Yeah, I know Bobby was hinting at that this morning, and he refused to say that player's name on the air. But Walchuk's got bigger balls than Bobby, so go ahead, Walchuk, let us know.
I mean, who would be the player that would have that type of sway as a defensive player?
Parsons, Micah Parsons.
I didn't say that.
Okay, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. All right. You know what was said? Alex Smith talking about Andy Reid's love of cheeseburgers. This could be the secret sauce to the Chiefs' success over the last handful of years, because we know he loves the cheeseburgers. Here's Alex Smith, who's been obviously a member of the Chiefs in years past. He was on the Pat McAfee show and listened to, this is true love and dedication for the cheeseburger.
His final words, every single team meeting the night, you know, the night before the game, kind of you've done your positional meetings, you did your special teams, your unit meetings, and then you know you come together as a team. Final words for the team every single night before a game is, I'm going to treat you guys to a cheeseburger, and then you break for team snack and there's cheeseburgers.
Yeah, you break for team snack. It sounds hilarious. So it's so childlike.
What a Saturday night cheeseburger.
Saturday night cheeseburgers. I mean, who's not looking forward to that all the time? And it also explains a little bit of the pear-shapedness to a guy like Pat Mahomes. He's like, dude, I'm getting cheeseburgers by my coach every single Saturday night. And obviously the affinity for all those mini ice creams and the Coors Light,
yeah,
you know, which he drinks to hydrate during practice.
I miss cooking for Andy. Andy was like the nicest guy. I mean, I like cooking for you guys on Fridays, but
that's a blast.
Andy on Saturdays, like we would do red beans and rice, and I was superstitious, so we'd cook, and Andy would eat a bowl, and he'd like circle back around, and like, hey, is there any left? And then he'd like,
award winning,
and then he'd circle back around a third time, and I would.
Gotta love his cheeseburgers, yeah, too.
He was fun to cook for. He really, really was.
So do players not care about the horrible health food decision
no,
that came out the
all.
Day before a game?
Not at all. No.
It doesn't bother them at all?
No. You just heard what Kendricks was talking about.
I know Tom Brady would turn it down.
Yeah.
That's the GOAT. Yeah. You know? I think you got to look at yourself in the mirror if you're Alex Smith and say, could I have a better career with brown rice and salmon? You know?
No, I couldn't.
Saturday night. Yeah. Stuff our face for multiple cheeseburgers.
Like enchiladas and all that's probably the best thing for a game.
I mean, the beef inside the bread, that's a health food right there. So maybe some of these guys are avoiding the bread, but at that time, you know, you're carb loading for tomorrow's action. Yeah. How many dudes are, you know, shoving pasta in their face hours
that's
before
pasta,
the game?
Pasta, chicken, and all, yeah.
But I love it, man. I love the commitment from Andy Reid. He's not just, he doesn't talk the cheeseburger talk. He walks that cheeseburger walk, and we all got respect for that.
Yeah.
Now, we also have respect for football guys like Jim Harbaugh, and we have the Jim Harbaugh football quote of the day brought to you by Jim Harbaugh.
Did you see him, like, his quarterback was trying to hug him before the game, give him, you know, and then Harbaugh started banging on him and doing all that. Like, he's like hitting his pads. And so the guy's
all
like,
over.
Like,
he wanted,
leave me alone.
He wanted Herbert to feel like some contact on every part of his body before kickoff
hit him
started.
In the back.
And Herbert had no clue what was going on.
Had no clue what was happening to him at that
he's
time.
He's got some unconventional techniques, that Harbaugh. Might be the biggest weirdo in coaching now that Leach is out.
Mm. I think you might be right, dude. I mean, he's doing heavy back squats in khakis.
Pre-game, he's got the cleats on the field. You've noticed that? He wears cleats.
Character.
He's got the gloves and the cleats. He warms up with
them. He's just football through and through.
Yeah. Did you see that bird impression that he did at Michigan like 5 years ago, though?
No.
This viral video of him just like squatting on a training table like with his arms out like they were wings.
He was peacocking. Incredible.
And he was like more like a pelican.
Wow.
Like a T-Rex, you know, like short arms, big head. Yeah. I would throw a McDaniel in the mix, though, as well. At least sound bites. McDaniel gives us some gold.
The picture or the video of him showing up today at Dolphins headquarters and getting out, I mean, he is so chicken-legged.
Yeah.
He's in like these Cedar Springs and Oaklawn like capris.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
super no tight. Shame.
His Bentley,
oversized shoes.
Gotta love it.
Man, I saw some Dolphin fan is standing with the sign, like where the Dolphins players drive up, like where Tyreek Hill got arrested last week, that says, Dolphins players, please slow down. And as they drive by, he's like, just slow down. He's trying to help him out over there.
I like that, dude.
It's a good bit.
Jim Harbaugh, quote of the day, I love guys that like football and guys that like football. Like me back. that's a great quote from our guy. And then in the hodgepodge, I got a couple of fun football clips we'll dial up.
Looking forward to it. It is the G-Bag Nation here. We're mid-expressway, and it's time now for LA Live, where we go into the pink cup. Here's Lucius.
All right. Tell you, bro. You say the juggling knives or something back
there? Yeah, chainsaws.
I'm doing a whole lot. All right, let's get into a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Bye. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. All right. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Mm-hmm. And my soul, I'm going to put that soul is. Slap it on your face like a beaver on a creek. Mm-hmm. Give me what you got for a pork chop. Oh, that thing went like a catfish bite. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we will be talking about Uncle Shannon in just a second right there. This is LA Live for Thursday, September the 12th. 2024. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition at LA Live. Always for the ladies!
Hey.
Always for the ladies! And shout out to the youngest Chick-fil-A franchise owner. Youngest in the country, youngest in history. It's a Georgia native, Ashley Lamoth, I believe it is. Started working at Chick-fil-A at the age of 15 years old. By 26, she became the youngest franchise owner in the company's history.
Quite an accomplishment
for her.
Yeah, now 26 years old, started at 15.
That's incredible. That's what it's all about. I love it.
Next week is the fries.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went to Spelman College. Shout out to the HBCUs out there. My sister went to HBCU. She went to Howard University, and you can't tell her nothing. She calls herself Mama Warbucks. You can't tell her nothing. All right, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Please do not wait until we do G-Bag of the Day to say, oh, L.A., you should have played this, dog. You slipping, cuz. Yeah, I am, man. I can't catch it all, bro, so I need your help, man. This is a community thing right here. Yeah. All right? At Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner is still the grandma that got herself trolled in the In-N-Out drive-thru. Granddaughter said, I want it doggy style.
Double,
double, doggy style.
Animal
style?
Animal
or doggy?
It's animal style.
It's animal,
okay.
All right, and then what's your drink?
You stinker.
You stinker. I think Granny might be a little tipsy. Mid-afternoon stroll through. What are you drinking? Gummy. Some White Zinfandel.
Yeah. We need something to eat while we're drinking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's got the Yeti cup filled with wine.
She does.
For me, like bedroom jokes around family members, it's like seeing a nude scene in a movie. You know, you're like, when you're around family, it's just, it's way different.
Nah, I hear what you're saying, bro.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. All right. LA Live 105 through the fan on the ladies' night. Oh! For the ladies! Yeah. Let's see what else I got for the ladies in here.
All of this happened because I got laid.
Yeah!
What a night.
Yeah, man. And one more.
Give it a whack for the ladies.
Yeah. Shut up, you, Roy.
Alright, step three.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more.
If you're a hoe, stand up. Laura, stand up.
For the ladies, Shannon Sharp. The great Uncle Shannon Sharp was offered a porn deal. You know how they always do.
Yeah.
Anytime a celebrity gets caught up in something salacious that's sexual, here comes the porn companies.
Oh, is it Cam Soda? It's always Cam Soda, I feel like.
Yeah. They're lowballers. Man. Vivid Entertainment, Cam Soda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Shannon Sharp was offered a porn deal after his accidental Instagram live streaming session.
Accidental.
Accidental. Do you believe it's accidental, fellas?
I think so.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
No.
I think it was probably accidental, yeah.
Think so?
But I think he's handled it remarkably.
I mean, it's not looking bad.
Who cares? This is great for him.
Couldn't he see anything, right?
Couldn't see anything. Maybe the breathing.
Just an audio sex tape.
Yeah. The way he's talking to her, he talked all the way through it.
Yeah.
Right now, look here. Look down now. Yep, you're here. Watch out now. You better prepare for this, Phil. Here come Uncle Shannon now.
It's adult content for blind people.
What was her name again?
Yeah.
Michelle.
Mathiel.
Yeah. Thank you, Lucius.
Mathiel. Watch out now, Mathiel. It's my Mathiel. He said, my mama Phil.
Mama Phil.
Yeah.
Gosh, you're so good at that.
And Michelle Tafoya, I believe.
Oh, no. Oh.
Shannon Sharp streamed himself linking up on Instagram on Wednesday before explaining what happened. Said it happened by accident. Let's listen to Uncle Shannon for a second.
I did not know IG Live. I've never been on IG Live. I've never turned IG Live on. So I don't know how it works. And so all of a sudden my other phone is going off and people are calling me FaceTime that I've never talked to a day in my life on FaceTime. And it didn't. I'm like, why are y'all calling me FaceTime? And after a while, he says, Shannon, you on IG Live. I'm like, doing what? You know, I'm like, what am I on IG Live for? I ain't hit no IG Live button. He says, they can hear. I'm like, so now, Ocho, you know, I say ask for patience. He said they can hear. And now I'm starting to get agitated again because you call me and say I'm on IG Live when I know I didn't click myself on IG Live. And he said they can hear me. I said, hear me doing what?
Uh-oh.
Say, it sounds like you were having sex. Man, my heart sank.
Yeah.
Oh, it, no. Wow.
Yeah, bro. I don't think he did that on purpose. I feel like we've all kind of been there where we accidentally posted something by mistake.
Oh, yeah.
No
yeah.
doubt.
Oh, yeah.
No
something has went to my Instagram stories before. And you don't realize till the morning and you wake up and you just look down at your phone. You still got your covers over your head and everything because it's Saturday morning. You're looking and you're like, oh,
no.
No.
Oh! Accident. Delete, delete.
Like, everything around you becomes out of focus. It's just you in focus. Like, oh!
Yeah.
Done that before. Yeah. A site called The Porn Dude has offered Shannon $100K. That's light work.
Shoot, that's one gold medal's worth for him. Or one world record.
He probably had to re-up. Yeah. That was an expensive Olympics for those guys.
He's got that podcast money coming in. You're going to have to throw, like, probably eight figures his way.
You're going to have to.
Yeah.
Because he just went viral with, who was that? One of the Wayans brothers.
Marlon.
Look up Marlon.
Why is it Marlon? Marlon's always first one that comes to mind.
Marlon. Look up Marlon. After initially claiming that he had been hacked, Shannon Sharp revealed that actually happened. Yeah, we got it. More than 6,500 people were watching Ump smack it up at one point in the time.
Yeah.
Or listening more than anything.
I like the emojis they were leaving. It was like hearts.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, some laughs. But who's leaving those hearts during Uncle's situation? This is the Ocho Cinco talk about it.
I was upset. But then I also remembered that you're not very good or you're not very technically savvy with phones and computer equipment and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I gave you a little grace, but I was still a little upset. I was a little hurt. But the fact that it was a Michelle and not a Michael, that's my dog.
It's never been a Michael. I know the rumors out here.
Michelle, see, and that's the conspiracy theories.
With the rumors, yeah.
It's like this is him proving once and for all. It's Michelle, not Mike.
I'm not zesty.
Yeah.
Well, good for Unc. He killed all the rumors right there. And it wasn't a young girl, it was an older girl. And he always talks about the older women.
Oh.
Now he did say it's about what, a minute? So is all he got for you? That was a longer stream than a minute, bro.
You know, you get into a time warp situation, I think, there sometimes.
Yeah, you can. It's almost like time doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, honey, that was not 30 seconds. It wasn't. Time is relative, sugar.
Yeah.
The sentence or headline of the day, though, reads, Shannon Sharp is not expected to face any discipline from ESPN after accidentally having sex on Instagram Live.
Yeah, I don't know how that could come to be.
That's just a remarkable sentence I was not anticipating.
Thankfully,
today.
I can't get fired for honest mistakes. Yeah. That must be, you know, comforting for Shannon.
That means the ESPN executives had to listen to the whole audio.
Board
meeting.
What do you think?
Suspension?
Should we fire him?
Fire. Just let this one go.
Are you kidding? Why are we firing him?
They had to listen to the commentary.
Who the hell's Michelle?
Watch out now. Here it comes.
Not one of ours, is it?
No, move around now. Hey! R.I.P. to the great Frankie Beverly.
Oh, yeah.
In Maze.
You don't think the girl Michelle had any interest in maybe turning that live on and getting that thing going?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, you think Michelle. She to run away all the other suitors?
I don't know.
Women are smart, man. They leave, like, hair ties at your house.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do awesome things, like, to make sure that they let the other girls know that I was here. There's an earring under your pillow all of a sudden.
Ooh.
They do weird things. Leave hairs on you.
Oh.
Make sure you have nice, long, blonde hairs when your girls are brunette. You know, that type of vibes.
What, do you, like, date a CSI chick or something like that?
They're all CSI chicks.
Yeah.
What? All CSI chicks.
They're all CSI chicks,
yeah,
right?
I could be leaving on a Saturday afternoon just riding around with my friends and everything, and all of a sudden my phone is saying, bing, looking for location. I was like, oh,
yeah.
You're trying to find out where I am. The phone location is here.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. We playing a little game, I see.
Okay, where are you?
Yeah, I see what you're doing, girl. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Keeping it on the same conversation. There's a lonely dolphin blamed for attacks on beachgoers in Japan.
Dolphins attacking?
A lonely dolphin has been blamed for a spike in attacks on beachgoers in Japan.
Oh, no.
With experts warning the animal could be lashing out due to its sexual frustration.
Oh.
No eligible dolphins in the area?
There's no. Look Coming like he's been kicked out of the pack. He's out here soloing.
Well, they don't have professional ladies of the night in the dolphin world. Just go get that thing handled for yourself.
With those kind of manners, I could understand kicking him out of the pod, though.
Yeah. Hey, those dolphins, they are kind of
Assaulty.
Randy.
Yeah, yeah, they're assaulty. More than 45 people have been injured in dolphin attacks.
Wow. More than sharks?
This is like sexual assault? Yeah. You're getting after it.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes. Yes. About 200. Yeah, yeah. So apparently this dolphin is like...
Dolphin
is growing
right
against
now?
You
really?
While you're swimming. Yeah, yeah. He just comes through and bow, bow, bow. He's like, "Wait, what's that? It's a dolphin."
Okay, I guess I'm pulling for the Bills tonight.
I think they've had this problem in the swim along with the dolphins thing.
Yeah,
you really? Know, like some of these places you go and they have the dolphins in the pool.
You get a little bit more than you bargained for.
Yeah, and like, oh wait, I'm filming the. What's the dolphin doing? Oh my
god! Yagami, 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 yagami.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at me, man.
Golden retriever puppy in the water.
Yeah,
I did that experience in Hawaii. By the way, it was fun.
Okay. Be clear.
Yeah, you lay down in the water, and then you can grab
face
their dorsal fin.
Yeah, you're face down in the water.
Did you order the doggy style? And you put your feet out.
You got to pull your shorts down now.
They put their nose right in the middle of your foot, and they send you through the water like you're Superman. Pretty badass.
Sick. Yeah.
They start swimming super fast.
When they're
like, whoa.
When they're done with you.
Yeah.
That's
get out of here.
That's pretty bad.
That's their Uber.
Dolphins can unintentionally harm humans when acting out.
Yeah.
Mating behavior.
I believe
due to
it.
Their extraordinary strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's just trying to hit very on powerful. You. He's just too strong. He doesn't mean it. You know what I mean?
Flipper.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it at that. Going on to more animal situations here on a Thirsty Thursday. Ladies night.
Thirsty dolphins.
Yeah. There's a female jogger. She was left bloodied, dazed, and crying after being mauled by a pack of otters.
Oh, really? Dude. Walchuk just sent me this as like a biggest L nominee for the week. There's no question this lady's in the running.
The picture's terrible.
The picture is awful. She's sitting in a pool of her own blood.
It's graphic.
And there's like gashes and everything in her leg.
Did they trip her?
Oh, excuse me, sorry.
It was like a gang, dude, you know? Like, it was, they were working like wolves in a pack.
Yeah.
This lady probably didn't stand a chance,
dude.
She was
jogging and she couldn't run away from the otters?
They apparently just surrounded her. Eight otters.
They're smart and a bit more ornery than I was ever otters? Giving them credit for.
That's crazy.
Or as the article calls them, water weasels.
Why?
They do look like weasels.
But this was an on-land attack, dude.
Yes, sir.
Man, I kind of feel like I could kick an otter and run.
This felt a little personal. I'm going to be honest.
Scared of the goose, okay?
Scared of the goose.
Don't be talking big about the otters.
Well, I can maybe kick the otter, right?
You could kick one, but there's eight of them. And you know, these otters are like related to badgers.
What are they like?
Really?
Did they trip her? How did they get her? How did they knock her down?
I don't know, man. Maybe they were so cute, look like puppies. She thought they were.
Oh, she's bending over.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know how you get caught up.
So there's like she's petting one and the other seven attack.
Look at this video, Brian. They're running in packs.
Yeah.
That's like, eight otters right there. Okay.
Little velociraptors.
So, and they got good teeth. You know,
they have some teeth on.
Well, she was trying to fight them off with her arms, as you can see right here. They were biting the hell out of her arms, biting the hell out of her leg. I don't know how they turned it so aggressive.
I kind of feel like I could kick an otter. Feel like I could.
I seen a video of an otter choking out a raccoon.
What?
I'm talking about choking him out. He was just like leaning that weight on him. Yeah, leaning that weight on him. He's letting that raccoon was just giving up. Otter was like, "Nah, brother, I need you today. I got to have this today."
I need you.
I'm reading about in 2021, a Singapore resident was hospitalized after getting accosted by a gang of the ferocious water frolickers that are these otters.
I believe
bit him 26 times in 10 seconds. The guy says he actually thought he was going to die, and he thought that they were going to kill him. So I guess this is not the first of its kind. I wasn't aware
of the violence
that these things were bringing.
Okay, at 2023 in Montana, a rare otter attack left three women injured.
Wow.
Okay, so if
you respect for the otter, I think I could. Yeah, I don't.
Wildlife
know.
Officials saying if you are attacked by an otter, you have to fight back.
Yeah.
They think you're food until you start whipping some ass.
They're half badger, bro.
Yeah. Damn, tear them up.
Now, badger's a different story. That and the mongoose, I think that would be a little more difficult.
It's basically a mongoose.
Yeah, the mongoose.
Basically,
they're killing snakes.
Yeah. You got to watch that thing of the otter and the raccoon. Yeah. Just Google that. That man is choking him out. Otter was like, "Nah, I got to have you today, bro."
I think
this is like the honey badger.
Other decisions.
I think animals are just going nuts. They're crazy.
Before we get out of here, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a ladies' night. Hey, Frankie, talk to him, Frankie. UFC Athletics, they're partnering with Cookies.
Really? Cookies Cannabis Company.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good product.
Shout out to Burner.
So I'm told.
Yeah.
USC's doing this?
Girl Scout cookies, yeah. They're partnering for CBD.
Oh,
so
like
Cookies is going to supply the Trojans. Looks like it's going to be the men's and women's basketball teams, football teams.
Okay.
With CBD products, man. That's awesome.
I'm telling you what, man. They play in the Big Ten now. That is a lot of long flights.
You're going to need it.
You're going to need it, man. There are going to be times they're probably handing them out at the door, like, everybody go to sleep. Here we go.
Yeah, that CBD will help for the flights.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. Yeah, it sure will.
Don't mix them up, though. No, you don't want to get Dion Waiters on that flight.
That's very true.
Get bit by the Noid.
Yeah, that'll be a freak out. That'll be an otter situation on the flight.
Hey, I got a joke for you before we leave. Check this out.
My ex-wife, God rest her soul. She's not dead. I just wish God would rest her soul.
It's repressed.
We used to argue about the dumbest shit. I said to Wendy, what would you do if I won the lottery? She said, I'd take half and I'd leave you. I said, I won $12. Here's six. Stay in touch.
Yeah. 12 or six. Yeah.
Bravo.
All right, I'll be here tomorrow. Lord willing, in the creek don't rise. My name is Lucius Alexander, and that's my time.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. A little round tripper coming up next, brought to us by Uber Eats. Well, Chuck, what's in store?
How pumped are you for the Rocker debut? Ohtani continues to chase history. And what did Blake Snell do the night of his no-no? That's next in the Nation.